Forever.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! FMU, you're on the air.
Certainly ate it. My share of Waffle Houses back in the day when I was on the road. How's it going?
That's going all right.
Good. Hey,
you ate at Waffle Houses? What's that?
What was that?
You've eaten at a lot of Waffle Houses?
Yeah, back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question.
Sure.
Are you the guy that played the Time Trampoline song today?
No. I only played a couple records at the top of the show.
Oh, okay. My daughter just told me that she heard my old band played on WFMU today, and I wasn't sure if it was your show or not.
No, that was not me.
Okay.
Time Trampoline.
Yeah. You don't remember us?
I know, yeah, I do. Yeah. It was,
Forgotten Flowers was our kind of hit.
Yeah, and when, that was like...
Mid-80s.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I'm trying to think of the last time I would have heard of you guys. Probably like 85?
Well, we put a single out in 85.
Okay.
And then we put an album out on Enigma in 86.
Okay, yeah. My timeline's a little off.
That's okay. We're from Pittsburgh. I actually live in Newbridge now, though.
Uh-huh.
That's where I live. Yeah.
So yeah. You were back in 80s Pittsburgh rock. And it was kind of like rock... It was kind of like 60s-ish or something, right?
Yeah. And we kind of played sometimes with this band. What were they called? I can't remember what they were called, but their singer was... Oh, he was just known for telling these incredibly long stories that didn't go anywhere. What were they called?
I don't know.
Oh, like a garage band.
Not sure. I
can't remember what they were called.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm not sure.
Hey, give your audience a thrill and play Forgotten Flowers again.
Well, no, I didn't play it. I don't have it here.
Well, check the show log and see who did play it and when they played it.
There's no show log.
Well, it's got to be carded up, right?
Carded up? No,
I know how college radio works. I did my share of interviews back
then.
Well,
this is not college radio, and I don't have anything carded up.
Oh, geez. Okay. You know, we actually played in Newbridge a couple times in 86.
Okay.
Yeah. You might have been there. Maybe you're too young. I don't know.
I was around for stuff like that. I so many of the shows are like a blur at this point.
Well, the one show was with Winter Hours and Game Theory,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was with Slayer and Thrust. That one didn't go so well.
That's a weird pairing.
Yeah.
Seems like the Game Theory show makes a little more sense.
Yeah, we were like we were kind of a hip band back then. It was kind of like what indie rock is now, but there wasn't really that term. It's kind of like a power pop, kind of semi-glam thing mm-hmm. happening.
And you were playing, what was that other show you played in Newbridge?
Well, the other one was Winter Hours. Remember mm-hmm. them?
Yes.
They were kind of like a pop band from mm-hmm. the New York area. And, mm-hmm. and of course, Game Theory from California, one of those kind of paisley underground bands.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got on this other show somehow with Slayer and Thrust.
Yeah, and that how did that go?
Well, their crowd had absolutely no respect for us at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually buying our shirts and records just so they could do number two on them and throw them at us during the show.
That's horrible.
Sick.
I'm sorry.
You know that one guy in Slayer with the big arm? Yeah, he's got the big arm band full of spikes and stuff.
Kerry?
What is his name? He's actually in that new TV show, South of Heaven.
Yes. Well, I think it's Kerry.
It is Kerry, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kerry King.
Yeah.
He was so offended by what he called our pee music. I can't mm-hmm. say the word probably.
Okay.
That he made me eat my guitar.
What do you mean?
He made me eat it. I could only eat half of it before I had to go to the bathroom.
Ugh.
At the hospital.
That's horrible.
Yeah, he was tough, but I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
He was nothing compared to those Paisley Underground guys.
Like who?
Those bands, you know, like the 3 O'Clock and mm-hmm. the Rain Parade and those bands.
Sure.
You know, they had that rep of being like these super lightweight, you know, pansies.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you got them mad at you,
mm-hmm.
they'd go off on you hard.
Like which bands?
Well, have you seen that new movie Drive?
Yes.
Well, that character that Albert Brooks plays in it?
Uh-huh.
like he's like a total badass, right?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like a soulless kind of, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
thug. Mm-hmm. That character is based on Michael Quercio, who was the singer bassist for the 3 O'Clock.
What?
Yeah. Not a big dude at all, but he was brutal.
And
he had the ultra violence.
He had the old, and what, did yeah. he have like knives?
Well, I'll tell you, here's the story. I once saw him, mm-hmm. Tim Lee from the Windbreakers, mm-hmm. and David Roback from the Rain Parade, whipping Harley Flanagan from the Cro-Mags and Vinny Stigma from Agnostic Front
mm-hmm.
with their corduroy jean jackets in the alley behind CBGB's.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was sick.
That is pretty sick.
It was. This must have been right after Vinny starred in that final episode of Archie Bunker's Place.
That's right.
Yep.
That show, I talked to people, I'm telling you, you know.
He turned some heads with that role, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that episode, was he the one who got murdered in it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because
oh my God.
That episode...
It's chilling, isn't it?
You talk about people who lost touch with the All in the Family story
mm-hmm.
can't
mm-hmm.
believe that that's how it ended.
Yeah. Straight to the death chamber, the electric chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Archie Bunker.
Yep.
Gets electrocuted. Like executed.
Yeah.
It's really shocking.
Yeah. Little known fact, that role kind of was poised to launch Vinny Stigma, you know, in Hollywood, and it was down between him and Bruce Willis to play that lead in Moonlighting. Not too
really?
Many people know that, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
We're talking about that final scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as chilling as that as the first scene in the first episode of Before MASH.
Which I'm kind of getting into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen this first scene, though, where the infant Colonel Blake just seconds out of the womb grabs a scalpel and stabs the doctor who delivered him?
I must have missed the first episode.
Yeah, it gets him right in the corroded artery.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's a really dark...
It's sick.
It's not... You'd think if it was like anything having to do with MASH,
yeah,
there'd be some funny stuff in it.
I guess back in 1910, things weren't funny at all. It was different stuff. Hey, speaking of slashing...
Yeah?
Remember the Bangles, right?
Yes.
And they had that rep as being like super sweet.
Sure.
You know, that sort of thing. I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
They were certified face slashers.
The Bangles.
Yep, they slashed their producer David Kahn 7 times over the course of the recording of that Different Light album.
Oh my God, I didn't know any of this.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
hey, question
why?
For you.
Like why?
I don't know. I guess that, you know, that whole scene was just like they were like rabid or something. They were, I guess, I don't know.
That's bonkers.
A lot of like mental decay or something, combined with, as I said before, the ultra-violence.
Yeah, it must have gone to their heads or something.
I guess so. Hey, speaking of those New Jersey shows...
Yeah?
...that we played back then, there was a guy that used to come out and see us who... I just always wonder whatever became of him. His name was Power Pop Pop-Pop?
That dude...
Strange guy, right?
Yeah. Really weird.
Yeah.
Kind of like positioned himself as like the godfather.
Exactly, yeah.
Of the all the power pop stuff.
Oh, he was in these terrible bands, too. I remember he always wanted us to play with one. They were called, like, The Need, The Hurt. What was one called? The Yes,
mm-hmm.
The No, The Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were all terrible, and they all had the exact same songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this little thing that he had. It was like a weapon. It was like a little popper.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a little Rickenbacker bass that he'd sting you with. I don't know what was in it, but he'd pop you with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stung, and he popped all 4 of us after a show at Maxwell's once because we didn't know the name of the band that Chris Bell was in before Big Star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice Water.
Ice Water, yes.
Yeah.
So he got all the dudes from Time Trampoline?
Yeah.
Wow.
He popped us all. And there was this guy, Steve Fallon. He used to run this club, that club, Maxwell's.
Yes.
Back in the day, and mm-hmm. he had Quad P banned from the club forever, because one night Quad P popped Alex Chilton in the face because he didn't remember that Chris was in Ice Water.
So he was a real taskmaster,
a stickler for the
facts.
Absolutely, yeah.
For the history of power pop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, you strapped in?
Yeah, yeah.
You got your helmet on?
Yep.
I have big news.
What's that?
Time Trampoline is back together.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that.
Well.
Congratulations.
Well, I just gave you a scoop, man. That's big stuff. I gave it to you before I gave it to Jetlag or the Bob.
Well, neither of those are still around.
Oh, they aren't? What, really?
No. The Bob?
Yeah.
It's a fanzine that hasn't been around in 20 years.
Oh, they loved us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they loved us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we're getting ready to tour again. You know, we're getting ready to hit the road. It's going to be great.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you're going to go out and
we're going to do it. We're going to bring it back to the people.
Well, what was your name again?
My name, Trip Whiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, Trip, I got to just say, with all due respect.
Yes.
You know, Time Trampoline was not exactly a band that people, you know, you guys were kind of, you know, there's like middle of the pack in a lot, you know, and but you're really building up this reunion thing, like you're bringing it back to the people and stuff. That's a little, I think it's a little bombastic.
No, it's not.
For what you guys were then. You know, I mean, are you just so you're going to come back, do all the stuff from the one album,
all the hits, everything everybody wants to hear,
and it's just like one of those things. So it's like a moldy oldie thing.
And no, you guys, it's not.
Well, I mean, you haven't done anything in.
We have a bunch of new songs, you jack munch.
You have new songs?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like what?
Well, two.
Okay. Okay.
For sure. Now.
Well, what are the new songs?
Well, one's called Behave, and the other one's called This Newt's For You.
Behave.
Yeah.
What is Behave?
Well, I say it like, Behave, in the song. It's kind of inspired by something specific, but it's kind of a timeless sentiment also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, when did you write Behave?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Maybe 1997 or so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you wrote it in 97.
Right, yeah.
And it's inspired from something from 97?
I think so, maybe, yeah. Maybe.
So it's like, Behave.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, Behave.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've heard it? How'd you hear this thing?
I didn't hear it.
Oh.
I think I can guess what inspired it, though.
Well, good luck, and I guess we'll be sitting here all night if you're gonna guess it.
Well, it's not. It's OB. It's Austin Powers.
Again, have you heard the song or what?
No,
I'm getting a little mad now.
Well, it just sounds like you have a. It sounds like
someone's been leaking my tapes or something.
Some like weird old, out like you wrote a song when you saw that movie or something.
It was inspired by that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess that's in the movie. Maybe.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was the other one? What's the other song you got?
This Newt's For You.
What was that?
This Newt's For You.
This Newt's For You.
Yes, it's kind of a takeoff on This Note's For You, that Neil Young song.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
What's the deal with This Newt's For You?
Well, This Newt's For You was actually a solo single that I put out in 2005 when the great man, Newt Gingrich, was considering a presidential run.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he didn't actually run, and I still have a whole shed full of these things. I try to sell them every election when he announces that he's going to run,
mm-hmm.
but nobody seems that interested in cassette singles anymore.
So you have a shed
mm-hmm.
full of cassette singles.
Yeah.
And you put it out when?
2005.
2005?
Yeah.
So
I guess you could say I kind of lost track of like what was the preferred music delivery device by that point. Yeah.
So Time Trampoline's exciting reunion is the stuff from the one album.
Right.
The stuff from that one single.
Right, right.
And Oh Behave.
Yeah.
And This Newt's For You.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Well, those are just the ones that are locked and loaded and ready for the road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got this new single that we have coming out that's going to launch us, you know, pretty much exactly where we belong, to the top of the charts. Number one single.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. And what's that called?
Well, I'm getting to that. We actually recorded the song in Chicago with this kid named Stephen Soley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he works with this cat named Steve Albini.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the guy that produced Bitch Magnet and the Fleshtones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just going to say that Albini recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll get us some major ink in R. Stone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The song's called 3 Inches of Power.
I don't even want to guess. Is that what I think it's about?
Well, the backing vocal of the chorus goes, the power's in my pants. It's going to put you in a trance. So, yeah, it is what you think it is. And I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah, what?
I'm not lying about that number.
Okay, well,
yeah.
That might be something you should lie about. 'Cause
what do you mean?
I'm not even going to say the name of the song, but it
may. Say it again?
Please don't. That might not be something you should brag about.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't I brag about it?
So it's about you.
Yeah, yeah. My wares.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay, your ware. That's very.
Yep. Yeah.
Tasteful way of putting it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I just ask a question? I have to be very delicate with this.
Okay, sure.
Like, are you, like, in terms of seeing others?
Other what?
Other fellow, you know, men.
Right.
Are you the only, I'm going to guess you're the only man you've seen? Or something? Is that?
You mean like nude?
Yeah, like nude.
That would be true. Yeah, why? Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just gonna. Because I don't think it's something. Look, it's something you might not want to brag about.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've only seen mine. I was actually. I've been homeschooled since birth.
Mm-hmm.
My class was just me and our dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he went all the way through 12th grade with me.
Your dog.
Yeah, there were some years that I was actually second in my class.
Behind your dog.
Yeah, which was very embarrassing. Mm-hmm.
And you were taught by your parents.
Yeah, my mommy and my daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I excel at sports, so I should say that, mm-hmm. Especially at miniature tetherball.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, you know, tripping.
Why do you ask that question?
I'm just going to tell you it's something you might not want to brag about.
Shut up. Jealous much?
Look, you might want, it's something you might want to research. I have to be very delicate with this, but it's, you might want to just check it out.
Oh, wait, hang on.
What's that?
Hang on, I got to answer this email real quick from the CD pressing plant, the single.
Okay.
Hang on, please confirm your order of 10,000 copies of 3 Inches of Power.
No, you might, don't do it.
You know what?
What?
Talking about this with you has taken my excitement to a whole new level.
Yeah.
And I'm going to authorize the pressing of another 90,000, which will bring us to 100,000.
That is a huge,
I don't
want to
be caught short-handed when this thing explodes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay? And yes, that sounds good. I authorize my credit card to be charged the full amount and sent. Okay. What were you saying about
I was saying no one is... That's a horrible mistake. You did a single in cassette single in 2005.
Yeah.
And you know the state of the music industry, don't you?
I hear about bands selling a lot of records and I see pictures of bands playing arenas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know that. Okay, but people aren't buying.
The band the Foo Fighters sounds like they're just, they never really stopped.
Mm-hmm. No, look, they're super popular. But people just don't sell records, CDs, the way they used to.
Well, this thing will sell like hotcakes. You asked me about, what did you say about looking something up? What did you say earlier?
Never mind. I can't. You should get things in perspective with this song you've got.
I'm going to look this up right now. Average size.
Stop. Okay. I can't do this on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Oh, no.
This is not... What? Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought they were maybe gag wieners or something, but they're not.
Stop. You gotta...
Oh, man.
You gotta stop. I can't talk about this on the radio. It's your business.
Now I know why things were so weird with me and my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She never really said anything.
Mm-hmm.
But she always seemed impatient for it to be over.
Look, this is... look, Trip, I can't talk about any of this on the radio. Oh.
I heard you direct these rock videos.
Yeah.
I had this great erotic video all planned out, and I wanted to get you in on it, but now it seems like it might not work. It was basically going to be the story of me saving the world through what's down there.
You okay. It's horrible.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And now my backup plan for WD might not even work out.
The what?
My backup plan for WD? World domination.
Okay, what is your backup plan?
Well, it's turfed out now.
What is that?
Well, I was going to become the new singer for REM after theirs was disfigured in a horrific car accident.
Yeah, but REM broke up.
I know that, yeah.
And
about a month ago, I cut the brakes on Michael Stipe's car.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least I thought it was his car. It turns out it was the mayor of Athens' car.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Dippler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mayor Dippler.
Live and learn.
Uh-huh.
What? Although, you know, I just thought of something.
What's that?
This could save it.
What's that?
Like you said, they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And if this time trampoline reunion doesn't pan out,
yeah,
I'm going to call those guys and we're going to form the new REM with the other two dudes.
Sure.
Like, remember how the new Yardbirds became Led Zeppelin?
Yes.
And it became huge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same thing will happen with the new REM.
So it'll just be you.
It'll be me,
yeah.
Mike,
mm-hmm.
Peter, and Bobby, and it's going to be this huge thing.
Mm-hmm. Who's Bobby?
Bobby Blotzer? Why?
Bobby, the dude from Rat.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's the perfect drummer for this thing, don't you think?
No, I that does not sound like a good fit at all.
Oh. Oh, man. I'm fried.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just so burnt from all this haunted house stuff, planning it and all the stuff I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What haunted house?
The haunted house.
Well, you're putting a haunted house together?
Whiting Manor.
Whiting Manor?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You are responsible? You're associated with Whiting Manor?
I own it. I'm Trip Whiting, I told you.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That is nuts.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I should say for listeners who aren't in this area... You know, for anybody who's not familiar with Whiting Manor, you know, it's like the last 10 years or so. Is that about right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like there's this insane haunted house in Newbridge. It's out on Route 1476.
Mm-hmm.
It's over by the it's the old colored marble quarry. And that's but until it sealed itself in.
Right, yeah.
But that place...
So you've been to it.
It was literally the single scariest experience of my entire life.
Wow, thank you.
It was probably about 4 years ago.
I
went with my brother Dom, you know, and I might have lasted 4 minutes.
4 minutes, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So you got a t-shirt, right?
I don't think I got a shirt that night. I was so scared. I just ran out.
Oh, you just ran out?
Yeah.
We got a lot of runners, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, only about 1% of the people that get all the way through it.
Yeah.
Before either having to leave or throw up or worse.
Or worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'd love to ask you what your favorite part of the haunted house was, but I don't want to give anything away for those who plan on coming this year.
Yeah, you want it to be a big surprise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gets better every year.
Well, you know, can I just ask you, a lot of people, it's like been kind of talked about or rumored or whatever, you know, that people have died going through the haunted house.
Well, you know, I can neither deny nor confirm those rumors. I will say that no charges have ever been brought
against Whiting Manor.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But then again, the victims in question were last seen going into Whiting Manor, so
is it true? Then can you say
what,
whether
that they died?
Yeah.
Well, define die.
Well, that's not defined. It's they stop breathing, permanently stop breathing.
They did, yes. Why?
So people die at this haunted house.
Well, you know, they knew what they were in for.
It's really intense for people who aren't familiar with it. So many haunted houses you go to have like a sign up front where they're like telling you, don't touch the performers because the performers will not touch you.
Right.
But this place has a sign up front that just says that
the performers will touch
yes,
you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just, and it basically implies, I don't know how it's phrased, but just that you're on your own and you might have to fight, or you're going to have to fight for yourself because these people are going to touch you.
Right. Right. Yeah. But, you know, the prisoners know how far they can push it.
What's that?
I said the prisoners know how far they can push it.
The prisoners?
Yeah.
When you say, what do you mean by prisoners?
The prisoners from the Newbridge Penitentiary.
They work at this place?
Yes. Warden Rutliff, he leases me about 30 cons every October to staff Whiting Manor.
Uh-huh.
And in exchange for giving the cons work, I'm allowed to slide on a few things.
Okay, like what things are you sliding on?
Well, you know, legally now I'm allowed to have X amount of weapons, like 4 working chainsaws, 7 tasers, 5 rifles, 6 handguns, 2 cannons, and I can now use a fully functioning guillotine as long as it's only set on 5.
Well, I didn't know you could set a guillotine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, sure, there's going to be a little blood, but you're not going to die.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to have those things in the haunted house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like guns and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a sacred place. You know, the house has been in the Whiting family for generations. Mm-hmm.
But you're not shooting them off or anything.
Not inside, no. No, that happens on the shooting range during one of the manhunts.
I did not get anywhere near a manhunt on that thing.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that happens about 6 minutes in.
Oh, yeah. I would not have handled a manhunt.
Oh, yeah. I love it though. It's a fun thing to do, and you know, it's funny. My love of horror was actually one of the reasons that Time Trampoline broke up.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted us to be a cross between the Bongos and that Trent L. Strauss film, Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one about the ice cream shop that's built on an ancient Viking burial ground.
That was a movie that poster for that thing scared me so much.
Yeah,
it was like a hand coming out of
a banana
ice cream.
Split.
Yeah, was it an ice cream cone or a banana split?
I think it was a banana split. There were two versions. Yeah, yeah. It was banned in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could not handle any. So you wanted to change Time Trampoline into something that was influenced by that.
Exactly. Yeah, and I had this cool song that was going to be huge. It was right up there with, like, you know, that song "Fall on Me" by R.E.M.
Uh-huh.
But it was about exsanguinations,
which is the act of draining people of their blood.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The song was called "The Organ Grinder."
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a play on words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it had a big organ in it or something.
No, he grinds the organs. Grinds the person's organs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But was there an organ on the song?
Oh, yeah, like a farfisa, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know who played it?
Who?
Steve Naive.
From Elvis Costello's band.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, very exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually tell this whole story on my podcast, if you want to ever check that out.
Oh, you do a podcast?
I do, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's called Too Ghoul for School.
Too Ghoul for School.
Yeah, yeah. I like to give back to the kids, so my podcast combines math and English lessons with grisly tales of horror.
Really?
Yeah. So, my podcast is always in the best section of the AV Club horror podmas thing.
I didn't realize there was a horror.
There is, yeah. Do you have a podcast?
Well, yes, this show is podcast.
I'm looking it up right now.
No, you don't have to do that.
Oh, I do. I see it. I see it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I've seen this. Every now and then it's in the AV Club Podmasters, the rest of the rest section.
Well, I think it's just the rest.
No, I'm pretty sure it's the rest of the rest.
The rest of the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
What about iTunes? Are you on that? Let me look you up.
Mm-hmm.
at the top, like 200 here. Jeez, you're not even in this.
Yeah, I...
Oh, wait, there you are. Whoa, oh, my God. Are you sure you want to keep doing this?
Doing the show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I...
Way down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's under Mike's podcast. Do you know Mike? Who's Mike? It says it's affiliated with your show.
Well, Mike's the associate producer of the show.
I guess he has a podcast that's faring better than yours.
Well, I...
Interesting.
I can't control that.
Oh, well, okay.
You know, I don't know what to say, Trip.
Well, hey, speaking of kids,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a little Kinderhof, a haunted house, just for kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a little, I hope it's a little more tame.
Oh, don't worry, yes, it's only going to be 90% as scary as the adult one.
But that's terrible.
No, it's not.
90%, because the one thing was horrifying. At 100%, so you're just shaving 10% of the horror off.
Yeah. We don't show one of the decapitations.
Okay.
They'll still see one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you're not showing others.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. And you know what else I'm excited about?
What's that?
This year, we're going to debut The Haunted House.
What is that?
Well, it's different from the actual haunted house at Whiting Manor.
Mm-hmm.
The Haunted House is an over 21 haunted house based on this magazine. I can't tell you what happens in the magazine or the haunted house.
Yeah, I've heard about this magazine.
Have you really?
For years now.
Yeah. We had a preview for the German Haunted House Society.
I didn't know there was a haunted house society.
Yeah, they gave it Fumpf jack-o'-lanterns.
Fumpf.
That's unheard of for an American haunted house.
Well, I guess I congratulate you on that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So.
You know what, though?
What?
I talked about these prisoners.
Yeah.
I'm dreading having my 16-year-old daughter around these cats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Ugh, they're going to be all over her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard enough with her wanting to date guys her own age at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's hard for a father.
I mean, you know the awful things that teenage boys do.
Well, I mean, it's something you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you seen that movie Diner?
Yes.
There's that one scene where Mickey
uh-huh.
Rourke, she gets that girl to
yep,
touch
yep, 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 I can't.
Touches Whipple?
Yep, I can't talk about that.
By you know, he puts it in the popcorn.
Yeah,
box.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
I invented that.
You invented that.
I did. I called it popcorn and sausage cinema.
That's horrible. Stop it.
Yeah, I actually sued the makers of Diner.
Uh-huh.
Over it, you know, for like a copyright infringement.
Yeah.
And it got all the way to the state Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But it got rejected because I was representing myself and I screwed up the paperwork.
That's why it got rejected?
Yeah, I spilled soda all over it.
All over the paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't have had soda in the courtroom.
Maybe I shouldn't have. You know.
Yeah.
You know, young guys also do all the time.
What's
they lie.
That? Uh-huh.
Yeah. I should know.
You're a liar?
Well, no. When
you were a kid, you lied?
When I was dating, you know, back in my teens, I often stretched the truth about who my father was to impress girls and get them to join me in the old abandoned oil tank that served as my lovemaking cave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, who would you say your father was?
Well, people like Gary Berghoff, Alex Karras,
mm-hmm.
Ricardo Montalban.
Yeah.
John Amos.
John Amos.
Mm-hmm.
The father on Good Times.
Good Times, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barry Williams.
Who?
Barry Williams.
Barry Williams from
the
Brady Bunch. Yeah.
Yeah. Scott Baio.
Scott Baio.
Yeah.
How Scott Baio? You have to be a similar age to Scott Baio.
I know. It worked a couple times, and I'll tell you one thing.
What?
I also had a girlfriend for an entire 4 months because she believed that I was President Carter.
What do you mean by that?
I said I was the president. I talked in some crazy accent. She believed it.
You said you were actually...
The president.
Yeah, and she didn't question why you lived in Newbridge.
No, no.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know something?
What?
I'm scrolling through the WFMU website right now,
mm-hmm.
and I came across your page.
Yeah.
I gotta say, you would be perfect to play a character that we need to get back up and running at the haunted house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Rabid Deformed Ape Man.
rabid, deformed ape man.
Yeah, and what's great is, judging by this picture of you, the only thing that you're going to need costume-wise is to shave off some of your body hair.
Yeah.
You've actually got too much of it for the ape man.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Rabid, deformed ape man.
Yeah.
Well, that's flattering.
Oh, come on. Oh, hey, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
This has been driving me nuts all day.
Yeah.
You know that really expensive designer glass? You know, they call it Tiffany glass?
Yes.
That's not made by the singer, is it?
What singer?
Tiffany.
But no, it's not.
See, I told you. You owe me a massage.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, just a friend.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
So you're betting massages?
Well, yeah, among other things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Over trivia questions.
Yeah, yeah. And also, what was I going to say? Sheila, no!
Good heavens. Things are getting weird around here. It's getting weird.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne. Segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow and follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.